laughter is the best medicine, but the CDC hasn't approved us. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
So just how bad is the car these days in terms of the mess? What'd you find? What's causing that smell? 280.
That's the question.
1025. Sherelle in Des Moines now. All right, Sherelle, what happened?
Okay, so yes, between the slush, not being able to wash the car for so long, and on top of that, when you have a toddler that constantly puts their feet on the back seat and constantly throws their food, and you have to take out the car seat and actually wash the car seat and behind the car seat, you find a lot of crumbs.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. They become pretty nasty.
Yeah, I remember those days, yeah. The old behind the car seat.
Okay. Yep. Hey, thanks for calling, Sherelle. Appreciate it.
You're
Take
welcome.
Care. Bye-bye. Thanks. And now Darla and Clive. All right, Darla, what'd you find in the car?
My daughter. This happened to my daughter. She once found a sippy cup that had milk in it that had been in her car so long that the milk had turned into like one giant curd of cottage cheese.
Ooh, yeah. Impressive impressive science experiment.
Oh.
You should definitely save that for school days. I agree.
Now, here's the question. Do you even attempt to clean out the sippy cup, or does it all just go in the garbage? Is that just one big garbage dump?
No, it slid right out. Once you pop the lid, it just slid right out.
Yeah. Yeah. So cups, nothing wrong with the cup.
Send it through the dishwasher.
Absolutely. Oh, I would too. Thank you, Darla. Have a great day. Bye bye. And now, Marion in Winterset. All right, Marion, tell us about the car.
I have to tell you, I actually am the complete opposite. I am making my car absolutely spotless all the time. I'm doing it on a weekly basis, and it's just a new thing since COVID, getting in the car on Sundays and just doing an easy drive. And it's, I don't know why I think it's fun, because my house looks horrendous.
But nobody knows about that, so.
Right? I know. I wish I could get that motivated to do the dishes every day, but oh, gosh.
Have all your meetings in a car, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Right. Thank you for calling, Marion. You have a great day. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Free radio, always. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.